The Lord prepare your hearts, dear heart dwellers. This is going to be a time of extreme suffering that is coming upon the world and this nation. All morning I kept hearing the song, Prepare Ye the Way of the Lord. Prepare Ye the Way of the Lord. And cry out, full-throated, do not withhold the truth about the sins in your midst. Speak boldly against the sins of the people. As I sat before the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, I saw a huge rolling cloud of darkness that seemed to be coming from the north, sweeping in and spreading over the great plains. And Jesus said, hard times are coming, and they must come because my people have not yet repented of their excesses and careless lifestyles that have become an idol. In a way, you could easily say, this lifestyle is an American idol that all worship and study and apply their lives to attain. Jesus continued, what I mean is that a certain unrealistic standard has been set by greed, avarice, social posturing, injustice. While your president is working so hard to prop up the economy, he has missed the forest by just looking at the trees. His whole life value system has been oriented on success in business and opulence of lifestyle. While he has held to some moral standards, much has been lost through compromise, and his conscience was never properly formed. The begetting of riches has nothing to do with the good life. Those who live the good life are more often than not very poor, but happy because their conscience has nothing to accuse them of. But the rich stay awake at night planning how they will increase their wealth. There are some rich who have the right value system. I want you to know here, dear heart dwellers, this in no way is to detract from our president, President Trump, because he is a wonderful man with the right vision for the nation, except for this one blind spot about opulence and riches. But other than that, he is worthy and skilled, highly skilled, and is bringing this country in many ways out of the depths. But a big pruning is about to happen for our country. And I'm not talking about the president. I'm talking about us individually who are responsible. So that's just to clarify, this is a good man who's been doing a wonderful job, but he's got a blind spot. Continuing with what the Lord was saying, he said the good, wealthy of this country, they are aware of their responsibility to the world to share what they've been given. That's right, I said given. Some would insist they had earned it, but in truth they were given opportunities and talents others were not given. And so I wait to see if they will realize how good I have been to them in supplying them with intelligence, opportunities, and resources. It takes great moral conviction and character to use these resources without incurring the punishments of hell upon them and their offspring. In other words, there are those who use their wealth for the kingdom and those who hoard it till the day of judgment and their destruction. To have riches is a great trust. To use them properly is a great grace. Anyone can make money and spend it on their fancies, but it takes a man or woman of great integrity to look out for his neighbor and even his neighbor's neighbor at his own personal cost. In other words, those he does not know and has no personal interest in. And this is the Lord speaking, dear ones. Secular humanism, which is another name for satanic doctrine, has become the moral code because while you were busy working to increase your wealth, the devil's agents slipped in their life values and substituted them for Christian values under the phony guise of helping humanity. Look at the tenets of faith of the Church of Satan. You will see a stark resemblance and correlation between secular humanism and Satanism, which has become the modern day value system of those who have been and who are rising to leadership positions. Do you not understand? These people believe they are doing good by taking over the rule of the world. They see themselves as saviors, born to set the world straight by controlling and manipulating the laws of nature, the healthy conscience, and creating monstrosities in laboratories, while teaching all to scorn Christian truth in favor of their own tenets, which seem innocent enough on the outside, but are in truth a whitewashed exterior to hide the workings of Satan, to destroy the world and everyone in it. And my comment would be, they don't know what they're doing. They really do think they're doing the world good. They don't see that they've been misled and lied to. Jesus continued, they believe they are a superior race that has the privilege of setting the world straight and controlling it without God. Indeed, they see themselves as the gods responsible for the propagation of man on earth. Oh, my people of America, some of you have done valiantly with your earnings. Others have shamelessly given rein to greed and avarice, storing up for themselves the pains of hell. What I am saying, Claire, is that your president is a highly skilled man with an improperly formed conscience. Since he's been in office, that has been changing for the better. Yet there is still a stronghold of injustice because he is not a father to the poor. Your country has elected a highly gifted man with a moral issue, and he must learn the true values of life on a deeper level than ever before. I am with him in this, and he will learn. He is a stunning archetype for the successful American man. And this is why true humility must come to him and this country. He is the picture of success to so many who feel they are living the American dream. But they will soon awake to the American nightmare. I wish for all my people around the world, but particularly in America, to repent for their opulent lives of excess and learn the meaning of sharing. Because advertising and their parents' self-serving examples have painted a picture of what is right and good, an upside-down picture. They have missed the most important calling of their lives, to put me first and to share with the poor. The injustice is done to the poor of this world while corporations become richer and richer, cries out to heaven, and your God has heard them. The complaints stacked up in the courts of justice in heaven outweigh the good deeds. Something is fundamentally wrong with America, and it has nothing to do with the resurgence of the economy. Your president is presenting this as a platform upon which he stands to remain in office, in part. Yet I am looking at the greed, lust, and outrageous lifestyles in this country that cry out to heaven because the poor have been exploited. This president has done much good, but his fundamental thinking is askew. He does not realize that my standards are totally opposite of this financial standard. Neither do the people in general see their sin. This sin has opened the door to the coming chastisement of this nation in particular. Wake up, America. Wake up. The time of your judgment is upon you. No longer ignore the cry of the poor in your midst and in the world. No longer store up for yourselves treasures on earth, because in less than it takes for a heartbeat to be completed, these things will burn. If you want my protection, not only must you live by my statutes, but you must be a father to the nations, bringing justice and equality and ending the exploitation of the poor. These things should be made illegal. Genetically engineered plants that steal the reproductive seed from the poor. Did I not make everything capable of reproducing and growing? Why then have you stolen this essential gift from the poor? You will answer to this crime and all others you have committed against the poor to make their lives intolerably hard. Pornography, which abases men and women to become like animals and give place to demons who execute unspeakable devastation to a human being while they inhabit them and commit gross crimes. Pornography should be illegal in your country, America. Wake up. Your sins cry out to heaven, and the gavel is about to sound destruction. Abortion. You know well you are slaughtering the innocent. You have only to look at New York City to understand the consequences of this heinous sin. I have been merciful to this city, but justice cries out. The scales are tipped, and they are not in that city's favor. Sex trafficking. You have done well to wage war against sex trafficking and the alien demons in your midst. But why do you allow corporate laboratories the freedom to commit unspeakable crimes and to create human-animal hybrids and soulless people programmed to obey any command, no matter how evil? These corporations are greedy criminals, not scientists. They have done irreparable damage to the souls I have created to thrive and enjoy life on this earth, to have the necessities of life and joy. Witchcraft. This should be absolutely illegal. Satanism and witchcraft should be illegal. Period. Those who indulge in secret arts are destroyers of mankind and the earth. They take their orders from Satan, whose only agenda is to cause unspeakable pain and death and to destroy the earth I created in fertility, as well as men and women who have been given the breath of life. These are murderers and thieves in your midst, and yet you allow them in the guise of religious freedom? Freedom to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy? Plot against the innocent? And corrupt mankind with lies and promises of endless power? Why, America, do you allow this in your midst? I do not wish to visit your sins upon you, for I am a God of mercy, and I love all that I have made. But you condone the destruction of this by allowing Satanism and wicked cults to survive. Do you not see the correlation between drug captive youth, sexually immoral children, and witchcraft? Do you not see that you, by not addressing this evil, have brought this upon yourselves? Sex and violence in the motion picture industry. Where is your conscience buried, America? Beneath the bodies of the slain who were murdered because their evil examples were taught to innocent minds, being programmed to have no understanding of decency. Do you not know that while you close your eyes to this abomination and entertainment, your children are being formed to be adulterous murderers? Do you not know that the young are being trained to execute the good and innocent, driven by a lust for blood? They were taught in video games and movies. How can you be so ignorant as to allow this corruption to raise up the next generation to be killers and rapists? The answer again is greed and a lust for money. These things sell and make money for monsters against humanity. And under your very own roof, such things are taking place, most of the time without your knowledge. Gender confusion. This is being taught to erase the moral character and extinguish the human race from the earth, as well as the conscience of children who do not know better. And you allow it? Where are you, America? Where are you? Working extra jobs to make more money for your lifestyle while your children are learning how to torture, rape, and kill on the video games you paid for? While they're learning the destruction of family values in favor of same-sex marriages? Where are you? These are but a few of the blatant injustices so many others yet there are so many others having to do with the military and controlling other countries by stirring up riots and deposing rightfully elected leaders, destroying the environment with experiments that harm the lives of human beings, that pollute and destroy the environment and cause innumerable sorrows among the people, their own people, betrayers of the American life, sorrows they have earned of their indifference to the sins being committed around them. These sorrows the people have earned because of their indifference to what is going on around them. Your sins, America, cry out to heaven for justice. Awaken from your sleep, examine your lives, and repent. For the hour of judgment is upon you. No longer will your God ignore the injustice done to mankind by your crimes. No longer will we delay that which is your due. Humble yourselves and examine your ways. See if the charges made against you are true. Shall I hear your cry for mercy when you ignored the cry of the poor in your midst? Judgment comes from the north. Judgment is at your gates. Know that I will hear your prayers when you repent of the atrocities and injustices in your midst and make up for the indifference and the loss to those who are unable to fend for themselves. My Holy Spirit is with you to shine a light into your hearts, that you may truly know the condition of your souls and come to full repentance before me, so that I may forgive your evils and injustices and reestablish you in truth. In spite of all these things, I love you dearly. I love you. And I'm waiting for you to wake up. Wake up, America.